Today is February 27th, 2026, and we have some exciting developments in the world of AMD GPUs that are sure to capture the attention of GPU developers and ML engineers alike. We'll dive into the latest blog post from the ROCm Tech blog, which explores the integration of Ray with ROCm 7 support for scalable AI workflows. Additionally, we'll touch upon some competitive updates from Intel regarding their media driver advancements. So without further ado, let's jump into the details. Quick headline overview. 1. Ray with ROCm 7. The ROCm Tech blog has released a comprehensive guide on using Ray with ROCm 7, enhancing large-scale AI workloads. 2. Performance gains. New benchmarks show AMD's MI300X GPUs outperforming NVIDIA's H100 in various reinforcement learning tasks. 3. Intel Media Driver Update. Intel has rolled out its 2025 Q4 media driver, introducing support for Nova Lake S and improvements in AV1 video processing. Deep dive on news items. Exploring use cases for scalable AI, implementing Ray with ROCm support. Let's start with the ROCm Tech blog's latest post, which is a detailed guide titled Exploring Use Cases for Scalable AI, Implementing Ray with ROCm 7 Support for Efficient ML Workflows. This blog post builds on previous insights, focusing on the new features and performance benefits of Ray 2.5.1.1 running on ROCm 7.0. Ray is a powerful framework for distributed computing, designed to abstract the complexities of building scalable AI applications. The blog emphasizes hands-on, example-driven workflows, allowing developers to implement real-world scenarios ranging from reinforcement learning to large-scale model serving. Key features and libraries. Ray Core. This provides low-level primitives like tasks and actors, making it easier to build distributed pipelines. RayTune, a library for hyperparameter tuning at any scale. RayData, a scalable data processing library for machine learning workloads. Ray focused on distributed training and fine-tuning. RayServe, a library for scalable model serving. The blog post showcases several use cases, including reinforcement learning with human feedback, RLF. A key highlight is the integration of VRL, an open source framework for RL training that uses Ray. Benchmarks indicate that the AMD Instinct MI300X 8X GPU provides up to 56% higher PPO training throughput compared to NVIDIA's H100 on specific tasks. This is a significant performance advantage, particularly for developers focusing on RLHF applications. Autoscaling with SkyPilot. The blog also discusses how to leverage SkyPilot for deploying AI applications across multiple clouds and Kubernetes clusters. This is particularly relevant for organizations looking to optimize their resource utilization and ensure efficient scaling of inference workloads. Example workflows. The blog provides practical examples, such as creating a RayServe application for English to French translation using the Transformers library. This showcases how simple it can be to deploy ML applications with Ray, highlighting the ease of scaling from a single GPU to multi-node clusters. Performance benchmarks. As mentioned earlier, the benchmarks show that the MI300X GPUs not only outperform NVIDIA's H100 in PPO training throughput, but also in GRPO training throughput. For instance, the MI300X achieves up to 12% higher GRPO training throughput compared to the H100 on specific tasks. This kind of performance is crucial for developers who need to push the limits of their AI models. The blog encourages developers to explore these workflows and emphasizes the importance of ROCm in accelerating workloads on AMD GPUs. The practical guide is designed to help developers implement these capabilities directly into their ML pipelines. Intel Media Driver Update. Switching gears, let's take a look at Intel's recent Media Driver Update. The Intel Media Driver 2025 Q4 has been released, bringing with it support for the Nova Lake S platform. This update is significant as it includes AV1 video decoding fixes and improvements for image quality during encoding. While this news primarily centers on Intel's advancements, it's essential for AMD developers to keep an eye on competitors' progress, especially as video processing and AI workloads increasingly overlap. The removal of accelerated MPEG-2 video decoding with Nova Lake could also impact the competitive landscape. Closing thoughts. In summary, the integration of Ray with RockM7 presents exciting opportunities for scaling AI applications on AMD GPUs. The performance benchmarks highlight the competitive edge of AMD's latest hardware, particularly in the realm of reinforcement learning. Meanwhile, Intel's updates remind us that the landscape is continuously evolving, and staying informed about competitor advancements is crucial. As we look to the future, the combination of RockM, Ray, and AMD's powerful GPUs opens up new avenues for innovation in AI and machine learning. I encourage all developers to dive into the new workflows presented in the RockM blog and explore how they can leverage these tools in their projects. That wraps up today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Stay tuned for more insights and updates in the world of GPUs and AI.